The Cantonment Police Commander, Chief Superintendent Idi Said, was cautioned the public to desist from patronizing the services of commercial sex workers in the capital, since the police are more aggressive on ridding the city of such offenders. Chief Superintendent Saidu was speaking to Radio Ghana following the arrest of 31 sex workers at Cantonment and its environs in a soup at the weekend. Chief Superintendent Saidu said the case is with the Osu Magistrate Court, where the fate of the offenders will be decided. Jonathan Thompson was there and has joined us in the studio. Good afternoon to you, Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Avery.
And were you able to do the arrest? Where did they do the arrest of the, apart from Cantonment, did they do make a effect arrest at any other place apart from the Cantonment area?
No, I think this was only restricted to the Cantonment and its surrounding areas. The Chief Superintendent Idi Seidu just told us that that is exactly the area of concentration. But unfortunately, they don't have female cells in the Cantonment Police Command. Yeah. So they had to take these prostitutes to other commands in surrounding places. So, like you were saying, the Osu Magistrate Court is deciding the fate of the... But then the penalties have been handed down. They are supposed to pay a fine of 720 Ghana cedis or each. In default each.
Okay.
720 Ghana cedis or in default serve 6 months with hard labor. That's exactly what it turned out to be.
And did Chief Superintendent say do indicate that they are going to continue with the soup in other areas, because that for the Cantonment, some of us are aware that that is a high class area.
Mm-hmm.
So the level of prostitution is high. It's not, there are others in Circle, Kwame Nkrumah Circle, another place at Braka and Co. Did he indicate that they were going to organize suits in these other areas?
Well, his area, his command and his concentration has always been with the Cantonment area, because he said they've received several reports about disturbances that these prostitutes actually cause in the area. And I was able to talk to some residents who said that this is a step in the right direction and the police should step it up, because there have been countless arrests, but they still keep coming back. So their main concentration will be with the Cantonment area. But then he is assuring me that this is something they are going to take on a national scale. So they are going to get in touch with the other police commands and then get into soup to actually arrest these sex workers in other parts of the capital.
Where the other issues crop up during your interaction with the Chief Superintendent Idi?
Well, he also basically he said that those who patronize the service of these sex workers are also supposed not to be doing that. He's advising them that they should actually restrain themselves, especially the men, restrain themselves or get married and not patronize their services, because such people will also be arrested. 31 people were arrested. 2 of them were men. The men were actually patronizing the services of these sex workers. And so they are offenders and they are serving the same sentence as the sex workers. So he's actually appealing to the general public to actually stop patronizing the services of such sex workers.
Well, thank you, Jonathan, but this issue will definitely spark a debate, because people have been agitating for the legalization of, you know, prostitution. And so this obviously will generate...
It is obvious, and he also added to it that, for now, it is still a breach of the country's laws.
Yes.
So whenever you go into it, that is exactly what you're going to get. Until we legalize it, I don't know, for now.
Okay, thank you very much. That was my colleague Jonathan Thompson.